Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletierian. I am the weatherman. This is the weathermanpod.com on your Saturday. It is the sixth day of the month of April 2024. And a total solar eclipse that's going to be occurring on Monday. We're starting to have some preliminary estimates as far as cloud cover is concerned. And for South Texas, at this point, it looks like they're going to have a lot of cloud cover from Piedra Negras all the way up through San Antonio up to Austin, including North Texas. We'll probably get about 70% cloud cover in Austin, so not good there. Dallas showing about 32%. It gets a little bit better as you go into Arkansas. Arkansas's cloud coverage at 17% from Conway all the way up to Mountain Home, eastward to Jonesboro. And as we continue to look towards Missouri, well, in Missouri, it's the southeastern portion of the state, Cape Girardeau and Carbondale into Illinois, also looking at about only 10%. So it looks like excellent conditions there for viewing the eclipse on Monday. As we continue into Illinois and Indiana, as mentioned, it looks like the southern portion of Illinois is pretty good, 10% coverage, only 9% in Bloomingdale, 6%. Into Ohio, Dayton showing 15% expected cloud cover. Most of the clouds are going to be to the south, 12% in Lima. And now we're going to continue through the remainder of Ohio and into New York State and the Great Lakes of Erie and Ontario. So at Marlton and Mansfield, Ohio, Akron and Cleveland looking at an increased amount of cloud cover up to 41% there. Youngstown showing about 44% right on the southern total eclipse line there in Youngstown. And we're going to take a look into New York. Right now at Buffalo, 52% cloud cover. Doesn't look too good for the Buffalo area, or Rochester at 46. Watertown showing 32, but it's continue moving eastward, northeastward, I guess, up into the Plattsburgh area and north of Essex County and then into northern counties of New York State. Across from Burlington, you're looking at only about 10 to 15% cloud cover. So it's looking pretty good for northern Vermont and extreme northeastern New York State. So up the north way, about an hour north of Saratoga, that's where you're going to get totality. And then from that point on, it meets a max just north of Burlington, over Plattsburgh, over North Hero, the Hero Islands of Central Lake Champlain. Weather-wise, well, for Saturday, big West Coast storms continue from Washington all the way down through California, including the Sierra Nevada and into central and northern Nevada and the mountains of eastern Washington and Oregon into Idaho, Montana, where there will be lots of snow. Rainy conditions to the south and into Four Corners, and that will eventually go into the east. Looks like dry weather for the Midwest. No problems in Iowa, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also, Texas is looking pretty good. Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, all looking at good weather, as does southern portions of Florida, Miami, and all even up towards Tampa and to Jacksonville. No problems weather-wise there into the aviation hubs. Atlanta's looking pretty good, as does Charlotte in the Northeast Corridor from D.C. up to the Boston area. The weather just gradually improving now. Looks like temperatures in the 50s with sunshine to partly sunny conditions on Saturday. Sunday, highs will range into the mid to upper 50s. It'll get into the 60s on Eclipse Day Monday. And we'll have more updates on the eclipse on your Sunday's report. Enjoy your day today. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. Thanks for listening in. Talk to you again tomorrow.